It's time for Fibber, McGee, and Molly. Sundays through Thursdays, NBC brings you Fibber, McGee, and Molly transcribed. The show is written by Phil Leslie and Len Levinson and directed by Max Hutto. Fibber and Molly will be with you in a minute.
An eye specialist once told me that very often dispositions are improved by the proper fitting of glasses. Of course, the time to see an eye specialist is before the disposition gets sour. Seeing an eye specialist regularly is one of the most important, healthful things we can do. It is also most rewarding to cleanse and refresh your eyes regularly. And you can do that so easily and happily with Murine. Just two drops in each eye, and that tired feeling seems to vanish in a wink. You see, Murine bathes and soothes the delicate tissues of the eyes as gently as a tear. That's because Murine is compounded of seven tested ingredients, scientifically selected and combined to blend perfectly with the natural fluids of the eyes. You can use Murine as often as you wish, so learn to enjoy its benefits daily, regularly. This will help promote a clean, healthful condition. That's M-U-R-I-N-E. Murine for your eyes. Murine makes your eyes feel good.
The time, earlier today. The place, Kramer's Drugstore in Wistful Vista. And the people, Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Now, will there be anything else? Razor blades, aspirin, beach balls, toothpaste?
No, thank you.
We have a wonderful special today on one-man rubber life rafts, Mr. McGee. Great for fishing. Regular $10 value, only $1.98.
Yeah?
Oh, they're genuine certified factory seconds.
What does that mean?
They leak.
No, this is everything we need. Throw it in a sack, Briny. We're in a hurry.
Oh, surely. Have enough light bulbs, Epicac, absorbent cotton?
Absorbent cotton, that reminds me.
How many rolls, please?
None. Just give me a couple of free blotters, Briny. No, not the ones with the monkeys. Haven't you got any movie stars?
Ah, yes. Here you are.
The dead end kids.
Come on, McGee, if we're going to get out to the country this afternoon. Oh, there's your little girlfriend.
Who? Oh, Teeny. Hey, let's take her along with us. You want to?
Oh, sure, she'd enjoy it.
Hey, Teeny.
Hi, Mr. McGee. Hi, Miss McGee.
Ah. Hello, Teeny.
Hey, how'd you like to take a ride with us out to Ferndale and help us dig ferns?
Dig ferns what? And which fern? Fern Cooper or Fern Appleby? Because I can't dig that crazy Fern Cooper.
No, these are just plain green plant ferns, Teeny.
That's right. I want to dig up a few wild ones and plant them in some pots at home, Teeny.
So, you want to go with us, sis?
Sure. That'll be lots of fun, I betcha. Only first I have to telephone my mom and ask her, can I?
Good idea.
Give her a dime, McGee.
Well, I was just looking for one. There's nickel, quarters. Funny, no dime. You got a dime, Teeny?
Sure.
Well, go ahead and use it. I'll give you another one as soon as I get change.
Don't forget now. I'm your guest all the way. Hello, operator. Give me Wistful Vista 28. Oh, is that you, Mart?
Huh?
Oh, not her, too.
Shh. Let's hear this.
How's every little thing, Mark? Tis, huh? Oh, nothing much. This morning I washed my hair and I can't do a thing with it.
Now, that's not so. Your hair looks perfectly okay.
How do you know? It's a Belgian hair and it's home drying off. What's say, Mert? Our line's busy, huh? Well, I'll call back. Return my dime, please.
We'll drive by your house, Teeny, and you can run in and tell your mother.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, just a minute. No. Oh, my.
What's the trouble?
I put my hand in the little hole to get my dime out, and now I can't get my hand out.
Oh, you can, too. Let me see.
What is it, McGee?
Teeny got her hand in the coin return of the phone box, and it seems to be stuck.
Oh.
Now, wait a minute. Now, don't get excited. Now, take it easy. Let me get in there with you. Now, look, sis. Maybe if you relax and sort of open your hand a little, it might...
I can't open my hand. Oh, isn't this a pretty pickle?
Molly, come in here and see if you can suggest anything.
Let me see. Goodness, but it's snug with the three of us in here.
See how her hand is? It doesn't hurt, does it, Teeny?
No, only it feels like I got tight shoes on my hand.
We'll we'll get it out. Now, let me see. If I had a dime and elbow room to dial, I could call a plumber. Or maybe...
Excuse me, Mr. McGee.
What is it, Briney?
Just as soon as you three are finished with the booth, there are four others waiting to use it. Only they want to use it one at a time.
Now, just keep your high-collar white smock on, Briney. Little girl's got her hand caught in the coin return and can't get it out.
Stuck like a pig.
But she's a brave girl. Now, take it easy, sweetheart.
Yeah.
I'm trying to open this lock with a hairpin.
Hadn't I better phone the phone company?
Well, that may not be necessary. I think I've got something loose here. Yes, definitely. Oh, here it comes.
Well, what do you know? The box is coming out. One more twiddle with that hairpin, kiddo. One more.
Easy does it, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, boy. You hit the jackpot.
You sure did.
Yes, only one thing's wrong. The part that opened has nothing to do with the slot where Teeny's hand is caught. Oh, dear, you poor child.
There's more fun with the McGees shortly.
It's dependable, see, so dependable, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
As always, you can depend on RCA Victor to give you the most important improvements in television. Improvements such as the new EZC VHF tuning dial. Now king-sized numbers slant up to meet your eyes. Gone are the days when you have to fumble to find the channel you want. The new EZC tuning dial is one of the many exciting features in the new RCA Victor television sets. Visit your dealer and remember...
It's dependable, see, so dependable, as dependable as can be. That's why every year more people buy
RCA Victor
than any other TV
for dependability.
Remember, the world's best names for quality, RCA and RCA Victor.
Twist her arm around a little more this way. It might...
Quiet!
What is it, Teeny?
I'm hungry.
Well, gosh, sis, we don't dare feed you. Only make you fatter and harder to get your hand out of the telephone.
I don't care. I'm hungry. I'm awful hungry.
Now, little girl, now.
What would you like to eat?
How about settling for a nice stick of gum?
I want a gosh-awful gooey.
What in the name of Duncan Hines is that?
It's a sundae served in a soup plate with three kinds of ice cream... Hot fudge, milk chocolate, bittersweet, marshmallow, and cherries. I'll fix it.
Don't forget the nuts.
Hey, I think I'll have one of them myself.
Later, McGee. Right now, we've got to figure out how to get this child's hand free.
Is it bad, Teeny?
Yes, it is. It's terrible. I can't scratch my nose with that hand at all.
Here, let Uncle Fibber do it.
Say, if you folks aren't phoning, would you mind holding your convention outside the booth? I've got to
call... Why, Dr. Gamble?
Oh, hello, Molly. And Piccalilli Puss. And who's that? Oh, Teeny.
Hi, Dr. Gamble. Don't I look silly wearing this telephone for a charm bracelet? Don't I, huh? I'm stuck.
Got her hand caught in the slot.
No, really? Here, let me see. Let me in there.
Now, take it easy, Beefy. You might be able to get in here with us, but that stomach of yours has got to stay out.
Oh, nonsense. I can squeeze in there.
Excuse me, Molly. I'm coming through. Thank you. Now, hold your elbow up, Teeny. Let me see.
Here's your gosh-awful gooey, little girl. Why, it's Dr. Gamble. Hello, Doctor. Small world, isn't it?
Yeah, positively stuffy at times. See here, Briney, you can't get in here, too.
I don't want in. I just want to give the child her ice cream sundae.
Later. I'm trying to get her hand out of
it. I want my sundae now. If I don't get it, I'm going to cry. I think I'll cry anyhow. Yeah!
Now you see what you've done, you big sadist.
Hush there now. You'll get your sundae.
I'm getting it all over my coat. Can't you be more careful, Briney? On you, it looks better on the outside than on the inside. Comes off easier, too. Here, make yourself useful, Doc. Hold the dish while Teeny eats.
If you get your elbow out of my face and your nose out of my ear, I might be able to. This is the silliest predicament you've ever gotten me involved in, you crumbhead.
I ever got you in. I did. Nobody asked you in here, you big butter inner. It was your own nosy proboscis that got you into this.
Of all the ignorant word manglers, you mean my nosy proboscis.
I didn't expect you to admit it. Mighty big of you. But then you're the large economy size anyhow.
Inferring that I'm cheap?
Why, everybody in town talks about it, even the children.
Oh, McGee.
Well, ask Teeny.
Teeny, my dear. Do you think that I...
Who's going to pay for the gosh-awful gooey this kid's eating?
Briney's talking to you, Doc.
How much is this terrifying combination of highly colored carbohydrates, Briney?
85 cents.
Put it on my bill. Now, Teeny, something was said about even the children thought I was a tightwad.
Oh, no, Dr. Kemp. No, of course not. Willie Toops even said you're not a tightwad, I betcha.
Well, good. Willie Toops, huh?
Sure. Willie says nobody with such a baggy skin could be a tightwad. That's what he said.
I've had enough. I'm getting out of here.
Well, first, can't you suggest something we can do to get her hand loose, Doctor?
Yes, I'll go call the phone company.
But let's all get out of here and let me have another look at her hand. Are you finished with that ice cream, Teeny?
I guess so. There's no more left.
Well, then you can go, Briney.
Thanks. I've been looking forward to this.
I'm getting out of here. Oh!
You stay in here, though, Teeny.
What else?
Now, let me scrunch down here and look. Maybe I can see how your hand is caught. Now, pull hard.
It feels like it's... No, won't come out.
Let me see there. Well, no wonder it won't come out. You're holding your fist closed. Open up your fist. I'll bet it'll come out. Open it up.
But I can't, Mr. McGee. I can't open my fist.
You've got plenty of room in that slot. Go on, open your fist. Why can't you open it?
Because I'll have to let go of my dime.
Oh, sure.
It's the only dime I got, and I
don't know. Well, here's a dime. Here's a quarter, a dollar, a buck. Come on, let's get out of here and go home.
We'll say goodnight to Fibber and Molly in a moment. This is John Wald, and I'd like to tell you a little about the original Show with a Heart. I mean Strike It Rich, of course, and Strike It Rich is called The Show with a Heart for good reason. It's a program that lends a helping hand to people from all over the world, and you can hear it tomorrow morning on NBC. Your master of ceremonies is Warren Hull, and he's an ambassador of goodwill who brings you some exciting quiz fun, some laughs, and some wonderful, inspiring stories every morning on Strike It Rich. And you know, that's just one of the big daytime shows in store for you. Tomorrow there's more quiz fun with The Phrase That Pays, drama with Just Plain Bill, Stella Dallas, Young Widder Brown, and many more. News with Pauline Frederick reporting. And so many other fine features, there just isn't time to list them all. But here's a better suggestion. Stay with NBC Radio morning and afternoon and find out for yourself. It's the best in daytime listening all through the week.
Interesting article in the paper here about old man McDonald.
President of the bank?
Mm-hmm. Seems one of his rich depositors was down in Florida and needed some money in a hurry, so old man McDonald flew down there and delivered it to him.
So?
Well, the newspapers ran a headline. See, it says... President of bank goes south with depositors' funds. Ain't that amusing?
Not to Mr. McDonald, I'll bet.
No. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly is an NBC Radio Network production transcribed with Arthur Q. Bryan as Dr. Gamble and Joe Kearns as Briney. This is John Wald telling you that tomorrow, a generous gesture by Mr. McGee gets him involved in a situation that threatens to make him a millionaire. I know you won't want to miss it, so tune in again tomorrow night to Fibber, McGee, and Molly.
Get behind the headlines. Hear the heart of the news tonight on most NBC radio stations.